Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Justin Walker, J-U-S-T-I-N-W-A-L-K-E-R. Date of birth 6/29/82. Date of accident 7/20/2022. Date of service is 10/24/2022. Mr. Justin Walker is suffering from pain in the neck 5, both shoulders 4. Lower back pain is 1 or 2 at this time. He's able to move the shoulders up to 140 degrees in abduction, beyond which he starts having pain. He also reports there is no shooting pain or numbness tingling to the upper or lower extremities. The pains are localized at this time and they vary from 3 to 5 in the severity. ADLs are also not significantly involved except for the work, which is 6. 60 to 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. All of these symptoms are allegedly happening because of the motor vehicular accident that occurred on 7/20/2022. In this accident, the impact was on the front side, and he started having some headaches, although there was no direct head injury, without any symptoms of TBI, and some shooting pain to the both buttocks was initially reported, along with pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. So now there is a 60% improvement, and in the system review, patient reports no headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, none of them, no blackout seizures, no confusion, disorientation, no memory losses or any balance problem, focus problems, no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness area, patient has a pain in the neck as well as neck stiffness and a decreased range of motion of the both shoulders. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 1 month, there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine and Tramadol, and substance abuse none is reported. Full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination is same from previous visit of 9/23/2022, dictation number 0922-116. The plan of care is to continue physical therapy for neck, lower back, for the left sacroiliitis, both shoulders, to continue at 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, and gait training. Patient remains off work, and housework replacement and transportation has been added. Regarding medication, patient is provided the following medications, which are Mobic, 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran, 50 mg 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, and Ultran gel is provided to the patient. A infrared device was provided called Onlux photobiomodulation, which patient has received. He is also referred to a chiropractor and acupuncture, and physical therapy is ordered. The patient remains stable. His maps and labs have been reviewed. He will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.